Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Take a moment and think about a pile of poop. I don't care where you get it mentally. Maybe you think about how you haven't been picking up after your dog in the backyard for a while. Or could it be the rough commute you had into work today because there was a traffic jam that caused you to be late? That can be a pile of poop. How about that argument you had with your significant other last night? Maybe that's it. I don't care what kind of pile of poop you think about. Just think about one. And now let's add whipped cream to the top of it. How's that doing for you? Ready to dive right on in? No, it's still a pile of poop. I know we're missing the sprinkles. Put the sprinkles on it. Still a pile of poop, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So whenever you get upset, whenever you feel overwhelmed, like you can't get to everything, whenever expectations are not being met, when people around you don't have your back, when you're overwhelmed, when you're stressed, when you're angry, when you're disappointed, when you're in situational depression, what do? Chant those affirmations, right? That'll get you where you need to be, or maybe you tap, or maybe you journal, or maybe you go take a run around the block. Yeah, welcome to your whipped cream. Even with the sprinkles on top of it, it's still a pile of poop underneath. Why is that? Because those emotions cannot be covered up. They can be cleaned up, but you can't try to cover them up. They have to be used. Do you remember a few years ago, if you're here in the States, how there was an outbreak of something like salmonella over the summer, and they discovered it came from spinach, and it might have also been kale, bags that were sold in the grocery stores. And they're like, oh my gosh, what would cause this? Yeah, they discovered that, accidentally or not, who knows, that the fields where those were growing, they were using sewage water to take care of the plants. Plant is going to produce whatever toxicity it's put into. It's going to absorb it. And it is the same way with us, with our emotional states that are suppressed, repressed, and glossed over. See, anger is a good thing because it lets us know that boundaries have been violated. But when you feel like you've got a loss of control around those boundaries, then resentment starts stewing and simmering. And you know if this is for you because you feel like you've got a car where the accelerator, you've got it all the way down to the floor and you've got the brake jammed on at the same time. This is what will wear out your body. So it could be that the fact that you've been taught to have relationships where you're consistently doing what's known as relationship bargaining, where in your head, you're having to sacrifice yourself for them to be okay at your expense. You know, don't even bother asking them. It's always going to turn out the same way. Or loss of control, to where somebody cuts in line and they take your place. You're like, okay, you know, I get that. But then it begins to happen again and again and again, and you keep getting pushed further back. And then on top of it, they look at you like you're the one with the problem. You're the one that's created it. Well, in a way, that's true. Because these harmful emotions that we experience on a consistent basis are showing up in our life because we have what's known as a trauma triangle. A trauma triangle is victim, bully, and hero. And we can feel like we become a professional victim because that's what we were trained and conditioned to do with an environment at one point where things just kept happening. And we felt like no matter what we would do, it would never get any better. Here's the great thing. That's learned, and anything that's learned can be relearned. But if we feel like life has become a bully and it's consistently beating up on us, then we'll look for a rescuer. And that rescuer at some point is not going to meet your expectations, whether it's the next mentor, the next coach, the next course, unless you learn how to take your power back. It all begins with you, and it begins with the fact that you've got these toxic emotions that we haven't learned how to clean them up. So we've got five categories of emotions. We've got status, control, autonomy, relationships, and then the last one is going to be what we feel is the truth and who we can feel we can count on because of the truth. The first three are going to be primary motivators, and the last two are going to be secondary enhancers. So if we've been taught to experience the trauma triangle, then status, we'll always look for someone that's going to be above us and try to take advantage of us for it. And then there's going to be control to where we don't have it. And we keep getting pushed behind. And then autonomy. It doesn't matter how we express ourselves. It never gets any better, which then leads to the relationship bargaining of lowering expectations. And then the truth that we come to accept is nobody has our back. All of those can be cleaned up for your health, your wellness, for your benefit. But you want to know that they all stem from fear. Now, we're born with two fears, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. Any other fear that we have besides that is learned. And the same area of the brain that experiences fear is the same area of the brain that experiences excitement. It's just how we were taught to label it and then what we did with it. Now, here's another reason why you might have a challenge with this is because everybody is on a bandwagon of, oh, change your beliefs and change your actions. Self-confidence is the actions that you take. And you need to experience what's known as risk mitigation, that you need to put yourself out there and take some action on some things that are really going to be pushing you into your growth zone. But to get to that growth zone, there's the terror barrier. So you want to know how the terror barrier will try to stop you and what you need to do to keep your focus. So you don't take actions to earn your self-confidence. You come from your self-confidence that you're being challenged and discovering new things about yourself. So yeah, you can take all the actions that you want as far as, you know, eating healthy and getting out there and moving your body to move the stress out. And that's good, but it's still not enough. Then you've got the other area where, you know, change your thoughts, change your life, upgrade your beliefs. And a belief can be upgraded with 91 days of consistent action, which is where the physical level comes in, right? The beliefs are all about your worth. And what you bring as far as your talents, what you were born with, your abilities, what you're predisposed with, and then the life lessons that you've learned. But you have to come from your worth. You don't earn your worth because that's going to absolutely exhaust you, always putting yourself into situations to earn your worth. So how do you come from your worth and come from your self-confidence? That's where our emotions come in, or what's known as self-esteem. Self-esteem touches both of those. If you were to think of a pyramid with the mental on top and the physical on the bottom, what's that middle level? It's emotions. It's the stories that we tell ourselves. And that is the self-esteem. I'm going to tell you right now, the overwhelm, the fear, the stress, the resentment, the anger, the situational depression, and whatever else you've been experiencing on a consistent basis is not going to go away. You have to clean that up. Why is that? Because you have an identity that you built around what you focus on and the actions you take and what you've been conditioned to feel. And you will never act consistently out of integrity with your identity. So, hey, you know, you can do all you want on the mental level and the physical level. But if you don't have that core that brings stability to both of those, you're going to feel like it's two steps forward, one step back. And at times it feels like one step forward and two steps back. So what do you need to do to be able to come from your self-esteem? Well, look and see, do you feel like you're losing status? Do you have no control? Has your freedom been taken away? Those are the primary three. And then look at the one that you feel is causing you the most challenges. And now ask yourself that if it could be converted, if it could be cleaned up, what would it give you? And one of the things that you can look at is going back to one of your favorite memories of a time when life was going great for you. It could have been a vacation. It could have been an award that you received. It could have been simpler time spent with friends or family. But it's what's known as an immersion event. You were immersed into an experience that was then able to flood you with emotions, but not flooding in a negative way. You were able to ride it, just like riding a wave out on the ocean and enjoying yourself. Okay. So when it goes wrong is when you get underneath the wave and it begins to knock you down, suppress you, and repress you. Okay. So go back to that time when you just felt fabulous. Was it the status? As far as, oh my gosh, look at what I was able to create, this wonderful vacation, my part of it, whatever your part was, for my friends, for my family, or was it control that you picked what experiences you wanted to have on the vacation, and it turned out better than what you had ever hoped? Or was it simply the autonomy, the freedom of not feeling like you were tied down to anything, full expression of beauty? Because that'll give you an indicator of what level is calling out for you right now. The challenge is when we get stuck in thinking we can only have that in immersive experiences, which means the only time we really feel good is when we're on vacation. Or when we're surrounded by others that are also having a good time and they affect us with those emotions. That's not how we're wired. Happiness comes from solving problems. And the more complex of the problem, the happier you are. But joy is what you're hardwired for. And you're hardwired for joy in your status, in your control, in your freedom, your relationships, fairness and truth, what you feel like you can count on. But you've been conditioned to experience being overwhelmed because of the original imprint, that original experience, whether it happened one time or it continued to happen again and again through spaced repetition. And you learned this is how life needed to be. And then you continue to seek out people, places, and things to replicate that original experience. Hey, we've all known women and some men who go from relationship to relationship, but it's still the very unhealthy person. Why is that? What's the common denominator in all of that? Them. And the fact that they are continuing to seek out people that have that persona. You'll continue to seek out the experiences to flood you. The idea is to learn to flip the switch and how to clean it up. Now, what will happen because of that? You put the vacation vibe into every area of your life. Life begins to lift you up. And even though you might have an experience that's challenging, you learn to ride that wave. Greater levels of status within yourself. You're better than where you were yesterday or even just this morning. You have control over your focus, your feelings, and the actions that you're going to take because of those, which leads to greater levels of freedom. Those relationships, you will find that if they were toxic before and you were doing relationship bargaining at the expense of yourself, that you'll no longer need to do that. And so the truth becomes clearer about who you really are, what you can accomplish. And now you're not the big fish in the little pond, always being the one who others turn to and always feeling like you've got to save or rescue them. No, you become the little fish in the big pond and you start hanging around with others who want, they don't need to be saved. They don't need to be rescued. They want to see you at your very best. They will celebrate your successes just as much as you're willing to celebrate theirs, because they're in the business of affecting others, not infecting them. And that's what life can be like. Now, if this makes sense to you, then I'd love for you to join me in the system. It's called Summer of Success, where we look at not just an immersion experience, but a system that you can use again and again to reach greater heights of success with less effort. This is my focus for May for you. See, my big idea is that you can feel phenomenal no matter what's going on in your life. And my big promise is that I'll do everything I can to give you the system. Not a system that where you fit it, but it fits you, because you're unique. You're unlike anybody else. It's time to start using those talents of yours. If this sounds like it makes sense to you, I'm going to give you two options. One is to go to drewdonferguson.com/2021, where you'll see how you can join Summer of Success. Or if you decide that you want to see what it would be like to work with me privately, then reach out to me, 1-636-699-7791. Either by phone call or text for a consult. And if we're a fit for each other and I've still got room in Summer of Success, I will gift you a ticket to it. It's being held in person as well as virtually, so you can attend from anywhere. But remember, you can never lead a high quality life when you're dealing with low self-esteem. It's time to start riding the waves instead of being swamped by them. You can do this. I believe in you. And until you can develop your own belief, borrow mine.
I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs It wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.